Just a comment, well, about sort of a goal here. And again, this is for people maybe, you know, newer in this year. Someone asked me last week about, you know, methodology. And while I don't want to give any, I'm not going to give any lengthy discourse on methodology, I think it's obvious. Anybody who's been here before knows this. Anybody who would like at various points to suggest, you know, hakiras on the conceptual model are most welcome to do so. It is not my intuitive or instinctual style, because I'm a text person by nature. And while I have occasionally met students whose textual skills and analysis of text is so proficient that I have little to teach them or they have little to benefit, I have found that most students benefit tremendously from learning to read texts carefully. And that is sort of my goal, because I in many ways I believe that firstly most bright people are able to make basic, can understand basic hakiras on their own, number one. Number two, I really believe very strongly that it's important to teach one to fish rather than to give one a fish. I know that for some people have spent time in certain yeshivas where the emphasis has been heavily upon hakiras. Many of people in the shir have spent time in yeshivas like that, and I have enormous esteem for the Rosh Yeshiva. I think he's one of the few truly gedolei hador. But I also think that many of the talmidim do not fully develop the textual side that is necessary. And sometimes I even think that the Rosh Yeshiva himself, I have said on many occasions, his hekef and yedios is so broad that I think he has difficulty grasping how little the rest of us know. And if he fully grasped, if he fully could internalize how little most of the rest of us know, I think he might rethink or could reconsider certain things in terms of educational or pedagogical issues. But anyway, so, you know, for those, I don't think it's a surprise, but for those who want hakiras, you know, a la mode or whatever it is, it isn't the right address. But I do, anytime someone wants to suggest something, I think those who've been a while will be confirmed on speaking the truth, that if you have something that you want to push, I certainly welcome it, but you have to be prepared to defend it. That's the rule. What's that? Okay. Yitzi, can you shut the AC there? But only for a short time, because it's rather disgusting out. Okay. Anyways, I wanted to move quickly today and tomorrow through the Tosafim. You know, we're not going to spend a lot of time in any of them, but doing it, I think it's important that we at least cover certain ground. One comment in terms of your preparation. Generally, I give you guidance and I give you makoros. If you are finishing them and completing them in, you know, shorter order than, you know, you have more time, I think as a general rule, you should be attempting to cover three Rishonim systematically, Rashi, Tosus, and the Ran on the Rif. I think for most people that will probably be more than sufficient. I think that doing the Ran will give you a very broad, you know, the Ran is one of these malachtim of Rishonim. He's not quite like the Meiri, but he has also a lot more analysis in that respect. And therefore, I think that really covers it. That doesn't mean it's the only Rishon we'll be looking at, but that will sort of cover most of it. You know, when there's a Baal Hamor and a Machamos, we will do that as well, because one thing I will assert, and I don't think anybody here will challenge me on this, is that if you were to go into the Beis Medrash and take the 400 students, I doubt there are more than 30 who could properly read the complete text of a Baal Hamor and a Machamos. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not a whole lot, and I think it's a very, very important skill. It is not enough, from my perspective, to take, you know, 1.5 lines out of a Mochamos and call this a Yesod, unless you can read the entire thing from start to finish and know what every single question and answer was. Okay. Anyway, so let me, can we get can I have a volunteer to read? Im yesh babanos ein tam harezo asura. Marlon, go ahead. It's a very funny language. Normally when you talk about Messiah in the context of Isser V'Heter, it's usually Messiah for Heter. Here it's Messiah for Isser. So Tosso says, that it's not just the gid, but the part that's around the gid is mesayea, the gid, in asering the yerech. Why? Continue.
The
mishaa. Okay, so what is the argument that Tosfos makes initially?
It's more than just the gid on asher.
Why?
It's the basalted.
Okay, so in order to cook something in a pot, as I think I mentioned last week as the introduction to this Tosfos, you have to salt something first. Okay, because what's going to happen, the rule is as follows when it comes to dam. Dam evarim is mutter. If you want to know what evarim and achai tastes like, what are you supposed to do? What's that? No. If you want to know what is the Gemara's eitz and beitza, what's that? No. That's asur midrabanan, at least according to our merits, asur midaraisa. The eitz of the Gemara and beitza has, anyway, Rabbi Akiva says that if you want to know what evarim and achai tastes like, is that you eat a kazayas basar mi beis hashchita. I mean, you shech the animal, and as soon as you can, you cut off a piece from there, you eat it. Now, what happened to... So firstly, you're getting it raw meat, okay? But you're getting, you know, it's almost alive. Now, the truth is, you don't even really need to do malicha. Why? Maybe you just rinse it off. Because the rule is that dam evarim, meaning regular blood, which obviously Chazal probably did not perceive the difference between, did not realize that capillary, that, you know, that when there's blood in a, you know, in a regular piece of meat, that's also blood vessels. But they're obviously tiny blood vessels. So the rule is that dam evarim shelo pirish, if you have dam of, you know, meat which never separated, but not something that's kanos, like the heart, you know, if it's inside the heart, but if it's in regular flesh, if you have dam evarim shelo pirish, it's mutter. There's no iser on it. The problem with cooking meat without salting is that what happens when you put it in a pot? When you start to cook it, what happens? The dam comes out. And then when the dam comes out, it's going to be reabsorbed. And that's no longer dam evarim shelo pirish. That's dam evarim shepirish, and now was chazar v'nivla. Be aware of one side, very important issue. I meant to mention this to the Yoredeya guys, but what is the punishment for eating dam? Malkos, sometimes kares, depending on which type of dam it is. You should be aware of the fact that there's a major machlokas of Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad. If you cook blood, what's the din? Chachmei Ashkenaz hold that dam shebishlo was only the Rabbanon. The Isser and Dam Shebishlo is only the Rabbanon. Chachmei Sfarad, not so. It actually comes up sometimes in certain Shailas when you're looking for Tzadim L'Hakel. So one of the things is that the Ashkenazim hold Dam Shebishlo is the Rabbanon. So anyway, in this context, if you're going to cook something in a pot, you have to do Malicha first. Hey?
Does Evarim and Achai apply to fish as well?
I don't think so. There's a very funny Shita.
There you go.
That's not of an animal. That's an interesting question. I don't think there's a din of Evarim and Achai in fish. There is a shita that fish require us. There is a shita that's sort of like that. It's one of the Gaonim, or maybe it's one of these funny Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. An animal requires two siman reshech, that a bird requires one, a fish requires none, but there may be a din of asifa, based upon the pasuk of Hatzon of Akar Yishachet Lahem Umatzal Lahem Ines Kol Degei Hayom Gei Osef Lahem Umatzal Lahem, that you have to do Asifam and Hamayim, which would mean if the fish floated up dead or something like that, it's usher to eat, and we don't accept that position. So. Okay, Alex.
I thought that there was a shita, or maybe it's not except the halacha, that as soon as you take the fish out of the water, it's considered dead on the halacha.
I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of such a, you know, such an approach.
Which would get rid of
Evarim and Achai
unless you're swimming and then
you go. Anyway, okay. Was there a question down here, Jeremy? Okay, fine. So what happens? The first thing you do with the get anasha. Is it going just that doesn't show?
Yeah, just
okay. If you have the get anasha and you salt it before you get to cooking it, so what happens is malicha is oseris kadei klipa. A certain amount around the gid, and so now when you cook it in the pot, how much is there? The gid plus the klipa around it. Now, of course, there's an assumption being made here, as Tosfos spells out in the next line, which is what?
There's no issue of
Well, no, there isn't. The whole point is that only can be of chaticha nasas nevela, because if you don't hold the chaticha nasas nevela, then basically whatever's there is going to, in other words, there's a maximum amount of gid tam, and it doesn't matter how many stages you get the gid tam to spread to the rest of the meat. whether you do it in one step or 10 steps, it makes no difference. So when the gid, so even if a little, even if the gid gives off a tenth of its flavor into the klipa that's around it, now that you cook it in a pot, there's still total 10/10 of gid flavor. You don't have now more gid flavor just because it flavored the klipa around it. Whatever it flavored the klipa with, it lost. Except if you hol chatil chanases nevela, so then what happened was initially that klipa around it got tam hagid and was nesar. So now you really do have 11/10 of flavor of the gid. In other words, you now have, it's not so much 11/10 of flavor, but you have 11/10 of iser. Now the klipa itself became nevela, and therefore when you want to be mevatel the iser in the pot, it's not enough to be mevatel gid, you have to be mevatel the klipa as well. So then Tosu says, Ulaferish Rabbeinu Ephraim. Ella.
Ella bevasar bechalav.
Bechalav.
Ati shapi.
Okay, but if you say that the tam hagid is only nesar, if you say the chaticha nas nevela only applies to basar bechalav, so then it's not a problem. Then it doesn't. Then it doesn't matter whether you did melicha first and then cooked it in the pot or not. And those you do have to do the melicha because of dam purposes, but nonetheless. That would have no effect in terms of the total amount of gid that you have to be mevatel. It's still one gid, not one gid plus klipa.
Yeah, yes. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the klipa would not be yasur.
It would be. So here's the interesting question. What I would say is that the klipa probably, my sense is, I'm not 100% sure, is that even if you don't say chaticha nases nevela, once something becomes asur, it's not chozer lehetera. In other words, when you have a gid, when you have a chatichas basar shel iser that falls into a pot, and let's say there's more than shishim in the pot, and now you have the chatichas basar shel iser, you don't say, oh, I can eat the chatichas basar shel iser now. You know why? Because it was in a spot on the pot. It emitted most of its flavor, and it absorbed mostly heter flavor, and now, basically, since the iser is batel, in fact, I can eat that meat. No, we say that once something is nesar, it's not chozer v'nitar. So I suspect that the klipa itself would remain asura.
So Rabbeinu Ephraim is just saying that it doesn't add into the...
But when you have to calculate the bittul for the pot, for the gid, you don't have to assume... In other words, the klipa remains asura la'olam because it was nesar machmas the gid. But its ability to asur, you know, augmented with the gid, still is limited to the amount of iron the gid had in the first place. They don't talk about that issue, but I think that's what we assume.
So if you
then you need shishim keneged, or whatever the number would be by gid, keneged the gid and a klipa around it. And as you have more iser than when the animal is first shechted. The gid and a klipa around the gid would be usr, call whatever iser you want to call.
So
call it iser gid.
The entire piece of yarech wouldn't be usr then?
No, in order for the yarech to be mutter, it has to have enough to be mevatel, the gid plus a klipa. Whereas if you hold that chaticha is not nases nevela, then you're only, no matter how many stages you went through, in order to be matir, that last mount that you cooked, you only need keneged the original gid.
So what is
No, so the Tosa says that la begid lechudei misharin and dechay klipa shasiva misayeh legid leesor. In other words, when you initially, assuming the chaticha nases nevela applies by all isurim, so when the Mishnah says if yesh ba beno sein tam, in the Yerech, it's asur, and if not, it's muteris. I mean, you need enough to be mevatel. So Tosis is, if you hold chaticha nasas tevela, then it's not the entire Yerech versus the entire gid. It's the entire Yerech minus a klipa around the gid against the klipa around the gid plus the gid. Okay?
If you
hold nas nevela, if you hold in chatir nasas nevela, then in terms of the heter of the yarech itself, aside from that klipa, which I think will remain asura, you only need shishim in the entire yarech versus the gid hanasha. Okay? Marlon?
That's referring to chalav that falls in
So the initial case, let me give you the simple initial case. You have a piece of meat that's cooked with milk, and there's not enough meat to be mevatel the milk. You now take this piece of meat and you throw it into a pot of, let's say, 30 pieces of meat. Well, how much basar and how much chalav do you? How much basar and how much chalav do you have in this pot? So you have 31 pieces of meat, and how much milk do you have? let's say a quarter of a piece of meat's worth of milk. Let's just pick that number. So when a quarter of a piece of meat's worth of milk got mixed in with one piece of meat, that's basa b'chala mamish. There's tam, there's mamasha almost there. But now you put it in a pot with 30 pieces of meat, so you have 31 pieces of meat, connected one quarter piece of chalav. So what's the din? So you might have said, oh, so now you have shishim. So the answer is absolutely not. That when you cooked initially that one piece, when that one piece became asr from basa b'chalav, that piece is now called basa b'chalav. You know, that was, you took a negative, you took a positive times a positive, and somehow you got a negative number. Okay? I know, that's impossible, Yitzi. But, okay, that's what happened. You took basar, which was had there, you took chalav, which was had there, you mixed them together, both of them are isser now. Which is the isser? Both of them, the entire mixture. That's called chaticha. The chaticha itself, which is nesser, because of basar b'chalav, it's a new thing. It's called, and the whole thing is osur mishum basa b'chalav. So now when you throw that into another pot, in order to be mevatel, you would need 60 pieces of meat.
Right. So he's coming here just to prove the initial point, right? He's saying that on the kli with the membrane surrounding it, the kliva, this is comparable to this case here. So
there's a big machlokas whether or not the principle of chaticha nases nevela applies by other isurim as well. Supposing I have a piece of treif meat that gets cooked with two pieces of kosher meat. Okay, so now it's not betela. Now what happens if I take that taroves? I take that taroves and I throw it into a pot of 59 pieces of meat. So what's the story here? On the one hand, I could argue there was one piece of chazir and two pieces of kosher meat that get mixed in now to 59 pieces of kosher meat. So that means I have 61 against 1. So you would say it's betela. On the other hand, when I started out, I had these three chatichas in a pot. They all became asuros. Why did they become asuros? Because they were cooked with chazir. The question is, do I look at them and say that once they've become asuros, they are now all treated as iser? The heter, in effect, has been transformed into iser, like happened by basar chalav. And now, in order to be mevatel these three pieces, I would need 180 pieces of kosher meat. That's one position. The other position says absolutely not. The only reason why these two pieces of basar are asur is because they've absorbed some of the time of chazir, but fundamentally it was isur plus heter to start with. Now the heter just can't be consumed because there's some isur within it. But if you were to now take these three pieces, Marlon, and throw them into a pot of 58 pieces of kosher basar, so now within that taroves there's only the time of one piece of chazir. And therefore, we don't say chaticha nasas tevela. We say that the taroves would be muteras. Okay, David.
I remember we learned the mission. I think in Urva that was talking about the one piece of apple that was like truma falls into a bucket, and then the entire bucket would defile it, and then if something from that bucket fell into another bucket, it would be proportion. Why can't you make the same argument by this
issue? It's a pos. Tell you to get me a drink, but that's quite the problem.
Please get your
drink. So a pashtus is, and I mentioned this when we learned that mission, I think, is it sounds as if chaticha is not nasas nevela. So the answer to that question, I think, is the following. You only say chaticha is nasas nevela by the Ramah points out. You only say chaticha nasas nevela by lach balach, not by yavish b'yavish. Meaning, let's say you had the following. Supposing I had three slices of salami, one next to each other. Three slices. Two of them were isser and one of them was heter. So the din is, the isser's not betela. What would happen if these three pieces were now to get mixed up with two more pieces of heter? Now it's three against two of heter, and the din is that yavesh b'yavesh chad betrays batil. So what would you say in that case? So in that case, everybody would say you don't say chaticha nasas tevela because there, it's not really mixed up, and there's no transfer of time. It's really just discrete object. It's a probability issue. So you don't say chaticha nasas tevela. The same thing might be true, even about things where you know what's even. Let's say certainly. Let's say you have kernels of grain. Let's say you had. Wheat, take chadash, but pretend you have wheat of isser and wheat of heter get mixed together. So there's no transfer of time. It's just that you can't separate one out from the other. So I think everybody would agree you don't say chatichas nasas tevela there. The only time you probably can say kluv chatichas nasas tevela is either when you have mamish atarovis of lach balach, literally. Lach balach can mean two things. Lach balach can mean literally moist, but we would say that even flowers lach balach. But I'm not sure in this context we would say by flower the chatichas nasas tevela because there's no real flavoring. Whereas by lach balach, mamish, so really it is so misarev that really one has an effect flavor the other, at least from our perception. And certainly when you cook things together, that creates chatichas nasas tevela because it means real time is transferred from the heter to the from the iser to the heter. So the answer might be in those cases that the apples would certainly work. Okay, but even it might work for kernels of grain, I'm not sure about flour, you would say that nobody would say that the chatichas nasas tevela there because there's no transfer of tam. It's just tarovas. Okay. Fine. So that's the first part of Tosfos. Fine. Now, the second part of Tosfos really focuses on a language piece. How are you cooking the Yerech? What do you do with this Yerech in a special bagid? You're cooking it. How do you cook it? Not a trick question. Some of you guys have stoves in your apartments? You put it in a pot. What's in the pot?
It's oil.
You put some onions in, you put some water in, then you throw the Yerech in. Okay? So there's other stuff in the pot in theory. Now, before we read on in Tosfos, and you hopefully would figure this out as you read on, there's a very important machlokas later, Rashi and Tosfos, in the big sugya in Kalabasar. And that's over the issue of nier vikisa. The Gemara draws a distinction. If you have a bunch of pieces of meat in the pot, and a tipas chalav falls on one of them, so theoretically it's possible that only that one will be nesar al sbasar b'chalav, because the chalav may only be in that piece of meat. Now the trick is, I don't know if you really can't do this lachatchila. The lachatchila thing to do is you grab that piece of meat, but supposing you're not aware of it and you stir the pot. So if you stir the pot fast enough so that the tipas chalav can be misarif in the entire pot, then the entire pot is misarif to be mevatel the tipas. If you let it sit there without being ma'arev the tipas chalav, what's going to happen? Chaticha atzma nases nefela, and then you're going to have to be mevatel the entire chaticha. So the question is, what constitutes? Now, here's one other interesting aura here. I'll mention this in Yeridesh here. I can't remember if we passed it already. One of the Pesachei Tshuv, I think, quotes one of the Achronim, or the Prima Gadim, one of them quotes one of the Achronim, says something very interesting. What's the sheer iser of basar b'chala? How long do you have to cook it? If it falls in. In other words, what I mean by that is, in other words, it has to give tam. But tam of basar and chalav itself is not enough. Why not? How do I know that? Midaraisa. Because if I soak a piece of meat, I assume, although I don't know sure for kavush, but I assume that if you were to soak a piece of meat, it's clear from this acharon, in milk, even though kavush kamavushal after, let's say, 24 hours in milk, let's say you cooked you left it soaking less than 24 hours, let's avoid that question, and now it tastes like meat milk. Okay, let's say the meat was cooked already, okay, separately, before you put in the milk, so you can eat it. So what's the din minat Torah? The answer is it's mutter. So the question is, and let's say I turn on the flame for 10 seconds, okay, and I do it, what's the din? Is that basar b'chala midaraisa? So what would you say the standard is? K'machu ben trusai. That's the suggestion that one of the Achram has. I don't know if anybody argues on that. So theoretically, if you pull the meat, piece of meat fast enough, you could even stop it, the piece midaraisa, from being nesar and basar b'chala, certainly the rest of the pot. Okay, but let's say, and by the same token, my assumption is, and this, I'm not 100% sure, but it could be that for the bittul purposes, you have until Machu ben Drusai, maybe not, until that piece is going to be Nesar, and then then you'd have to be Mevatel the entire piece. So, now, there's just a detail Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says that either Nier Vekisa, if you either stir the pot, you mix it all together, or if you cover it so that the steam sort of spreads out and it spreads the flavor in the milk, then the entire pot is mitzaref to be mevatel the one teapot. Now, the question, the big machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is, what if the meat, everybody agrees, if the meat is sitting and there's basically no liquid on the bottom, that each piece is judged in its own right unless nier vikisa. What if it's a stew, and part of the chaticha is sitting outside the stew, and that's where the milk falls, and part of the chaticha is sitting inside the stew. So the assumption is that piece of meat, the tipas chalav, spreads throughout. once it gets down into the meat below the surface of the rotev, do we assume that the rotev will help spread the milk, the tibas cholov, as well? So that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos that is going to be sort of presented here. So now, Kamacho ben Drusai. Kamacho ben Drusai, it's a shear we know from Hilchos Shabbos that in order for something, in order to be chayev on bishul, or you know, the definition of bishul is moving some, perhaps moving something that's less than Macho ben Drusai into the realm of Macho ben Drusai. And as Macho ben Drusai was a robber or something like that, he didn't have a lot of time to cook his meat, so he had to have it a little on the raw side. You know, like some people I know who believe that, you know, you stick a cow into a piece of meat. The proper way to make meat is you stick a fork into the meat, and if it says moo, then you know you got it just right. So so that was ben Drusai. Okay, I do know somebody who thinks that if you just show the cow a match, you would say also, but that would be a little too much for me. And then you eat it, right? Okay. So bottom line, but the assumption is for normal people you need kamacho ben drusai, which is assumed to be either shlish or chatzi bishula. Again, what is mavushal? Obviously, there's rare, medium, and overdone. So anyway, so that there is a certain amount of time you have. So go ahead. Now let's read Tosfos. Mashmatzas. And probably misayeh, they correct on the side. Eina rotev misayeh velo shar chatichos. Neither the rotev nor the other pieces of meat in the pot help to be mevatel the giran asha. Only the yarech. Now, as soon as you see that, how is it mashma that way? So, Jeremy, I actually really like your suggestion. The distinction, another way you said it, between bo and ba. Okay, what do the kisvayat have, by the way? Ba. They have ba. Our printed text has ba. As does the dibur maskel of Tosus. But I think Tosus has the gears of bo. Why do I think Tosus has the gears of bo? So, firstly, what would the difference between bo and ba mean be? Okay, thank you. So I was going to say, all right, you took Hebrew 1206. I hope you know one is masculine and one is feminine. Okay, they probably don't teach that in 1206, though. But yes, they do prepositions that. Or okay, yeah. Excellent, fine, good progress. Yes. What's that? Okay, so what's the difference between bo and ba? One's masculine, one's feminine. What's the difference in the Mishnah? What is the gid? Would you say the gid is masculine or feminine? The gid is masculine. No reason to think otherwise. What about the yerech?
It's only two. Oh, wait, there's four.
Yeah. The question is the yerech going to be, in Mishnei Hebrew? You have to not look at Biblical Hebrew. So they're typically, you know, mimosnayim ve'ad yerechayim yiyu, so you might expect that to be, but you have to look in Mishnei Hebrew, not in Biblical Hebrew. Now, I believe earlier in the perek, they talk about it's Yerech Shel Yom and Yerech Shel Smol. Yerech might be masculine, might be in Mishnaic Hebrew. So, now, what is your choice? What does the Mishnah have? Is there a Mishnah earlier that has the Sugya has? Now, you know what? It looks like this is not going to help you, actually. And this won't know, so then your suggestion is not going to work. Because it's Yerech Hamiyumenes Shabi. No, I'm sorry, Hamiyumenes Shabi Yerech, but that's the Giddles. It's Yerechos. So it may be feminine. So the truth is, what's that? And the Gemara does. The Ost doesn't mean anything, but given that we already have Natius in that direction, Hamiyumenes. Is definitely feminine. So why is this important? Tosus assumes. See, I would like to think that Tosus thinks that Yerech is masculine, and it says im yesh bo. In other words, Rashi yesh bo beno sein tam. What's that?
Rashi assumes that.
What? That what?
That is referring to the Yerech.
What? One second. But Rashi is not a problem. What ba mean? What are the choices on ba? If Yerech is masculine, what is the choice? What is ba going to be? Kedera. In which case, everything is the keder is mitzdarif. Now, so, but the truth is, if you even once you have, if the erech is feminine, so you really can't tell. So I'm not sure, unless Tosus understood Yerech to be masculine and bow to be a reference specifically to the Yerech and nothing else, I'm not really sure why he's so convinced. So, but he says, it's mashmak tzaste and I wrote the Messiah the Sherech Atichos. Continue. Messiah the Lo Sherech Atichos. Im Yesh Bohem. Only the Yerech. He says Yesh Bohem. He does say the Perish. I thought he said that. Okay. Im Yesh. Go ahead. Right. The fact doesn't say Yesh Bohen, implying any of the Chatichos and Uberotev. Okay? In other words, there are other Chatichos, and that's still a feminine form, and the Rotev. So it sounds like only the Yarech is Mitzdar, only the Yarech counts towards the Mimatel the Gitz. And now he says, Baha'i.
Wait, what? Do we understand from Bohen that it doesn't say that?
In fact, that it doesn't say Bohen,
which would have implied what?
That the other Chatichos in the pot would be Mitzdarif to the Yarech. Now, one could, of course, just say that there were no other chatichos in the pot. There's going to be rotev, but there might not be any chatichos. But it doesn't say in Yesh Ba Uba Rotev. So Tosa says, Vaha, in the Perish HaKuntras Nicha.
The Yerech Perish Cholabasar, Gabe Kipat Chela,
Cholab, Cholab.
The Kamar Begmara, Loshanu Ela Shmiyar Bechisa. Aval.
Okay, so there, so that's what the Gemara made a chiluk between whether niyav kisa or loniyav lo kisa, right? If you stir it up or you cover it, so then the tipa spreads out. If you don't, then that chaticha itself alone will be nesar. So perish akun bakuntras. So Rashi says that when that, so umashma, so Rashi says near means you stir the pot up and it moves the tipa around, and kisa allows the steam to rise from the bottom to the top and that spreads the tipa. Mashma. Even if it's himiktasa besocha rotev, even if it's partially in the rotev, levatla. Okay, so in other words, if you don't do nir or kisa, nothing helps, and it, that chaticha is going to be neseris. Okay, umayri hacha. So Rashi would just say that in our Mishnah, the reason why the Chatichos aren't mitzdarif and the Rotev is not mitzdarif to help him mavatel the Geranasha is because he didn't cover the pot and he didn't stir it up. Now, when Ulirinira, now he says that if the chaticha is partially in the rotev, you don't need nir v'chisa. So what do you do with our Mishnah? V'hasam ayri
she'chaticha kula chutz l'rotev. Da'az ein mipashet ela v'niyar v'chisa.
Okay, so now you can see we've done that, the machlokas harishonim on that sugya. In other words, that Mishnah is only when it's not in, partially in the rotev. Okay, and that's why you need nir or kisa. But
because once it's in the rotev, then it's going to be
automatically spread on its own, right.
Okay.
The Rotev is the super highway for the Tipas Chalav. V'hava matzi l'meimar. So the Gemara there could have given me that okimth as well. It could have said that the Mishnah's case is only if you weren't Nier and you weren't Kisa and it wasn't Mitzasa B'tocha Rotev. Ella.
Ella milta de psikale naket kishniur v'chise. Da'az b'chol inyan harotev makase.
Okay, fine. It's a little bit stretched, but fine. So Tosa says that it sort of gave a uniform case rather than one that would have had chilukim.
V'hacha.
V'hacha. How did Tosfos answer the question? You hear that?
Not enough.
But he didn't really, he didn't answer the question. He basically just said that lav dafka ba. In other words, he didn't.
What is the question? The question
is, why does our mission imply that only the yerech is mivatel the gid and nothing else in the pot? That was his question, because it says ba, not bahen. Uvarotav. So Tosfos just says, in our mahachad the kamar yesh ba, but no same time mihana yidei shelo haya ba imarotav shish levatel tam hagid. It would have been much better if he had said im yesh ba b'kedera. That would have been a better answer, not in the Erech. It's a very, he doesn't really answer the question. He just says, you know, he's saying that im yesh ba al yudei the road to have any other chatichos. You know, im yesh ba still b'no sein tam if it can't be mevatel. It's not, doesn't, Tosfos doesn't really answer his question. He doesn't answer the question. It's a good Tosfos because it's already laid out the sugya later for you. So you get a little bit of a, you know, an advanced bulletin on it. But he doesn't really answer the question. Look, again, his question was, it says ba, not bahen uvarotev. So l'shitas rashi nicha, you'll say lo nir v'lo kisa, and therefore only the git, only the yerech is mevatel the git. But if you say that even without nir v'kisa, that if there's rotev in there, so the rotev and the shar chatichos are mitzarif levatel the gid, levatel the yisr. So then, why does the Mishnah say yesh ba b'no sein tam? So Tosfos says yesh ba al yedei shelo haya ba imarotev shishun levatel tam again. It's not really an answer.
But can you go back one step there? It was then why is Tosfos saying yesh ba? You say it's written there because.
Now, the whole question was, it says ba nach bahen uvarotev.
Right.
What's the answer? He's changed the focus. In other words, we read originally yesh ba b'no sein tam, if there was in the chaticha volume to be in the yerech volume to invatel the gid. Now the answer is yesh ba if it had the koach to do so, but not necessarily because of its own volume, but because of everything else in the pot as well. Doesn't really, I mean, it's not really an answer to the question.
Then actually, that's really more sense written by hand.
Well, again, that's his question, and that's what it should have said. Okay. So
but
it's a.
What is
he, see, that would have been a good answer, but he doesn't say that. He says, "Im yesh ba ayidei shel im yesh ba b'no sein tam." It's asura. Hanu ayidei shelo haya ba imarotev shishon levatel tam again.
Because he's saying, in any case, it was a case where there wasn't 60.
No, but that doesn't answer the question. In other words, yesh ba b'no sein tam implies that dafka ba is the determinant. So I understand the din when the way Tosfos modifies it, but how is he, again, how has he answered his question?
You're saying the question is, and I don't see how this question is clear from the case, but that why the
Mishnah
did not say
Bahen? Yeah, Tosfos says it. Tosfos says that Betherish. He says, Midaloka Amar Im Yesh Bahen Uverotev Beno Seitam. He says that Betherish. It's not a Boba. As much as I'd like that, it's not a Boba issue. He says that it's black and white. But again, that would have been a great teretz, but he doesn't say that. In other words, his question was, the Mishnah as it implies, the fact that it doesn't say Bahen of a Rotev implies that the Bahen and the Rotev are not Mitzdarif, right? And that Tosfos says, well, if you hold like Rashi, that makes sense. But if you hold like the Ri, it doesn't make sense. So what is the Ri going to say? So the Ri is going to say, Em yesh ba v'nosan tam hana yidei shalohaya ba im ha-Rotev shishim levatel tam agid.
Also,
wait. He's, you agree with me? He says Beferish, right? The reason. No. He wanted to say Bahen Uberotev. And I was in the next case in the Mishnah.
Right.
You have other chatichos plus the Rotev.
Right.
So that's what you're talking about. So why in the first case did the Mishnah not say them? So Tosfos says it's Mashma that they're not Mitzdarif. So the answer is what?
Well,
not a protest. I get excited anyway.
No, but then... Yeah, but it's a problematic girsa unless the question is, what do you do with the Lishar Chatichos piece? Unless, if that is in fact supposed to be Ushar Chatichos, then it makes sense for Tosos to mention Bahen Uvarote. Yeah, the Marsha.
Okay,
yeah, that's what Girsus Marsha is. Velo Shar Chatichos.
But
the point is that once you say Velo Bishar Chatichos, then the second part of the line in Tosis has to be, the second part of that line has to be Im Yesh Bahen Uvarotev. In other words, Tosis is saying. So even if. Let's take the Chatichos and the Bohen out piece. Let's ignore that part. But the kasha was, why does the Mishnah not say Uberotev? Because the point is, the Mishnah implies that Alpidin, all that works is Ba. Now, how does the Teretz of Tosos answer that? You're telling me that the Din would be in a case where there wasn't enough Yerech plus Rotev to you're telling me the din would be that it's Aser. Granted, I agree with you, but the point is, the Mishnah hasn't told us that. The Mishnah has implied, of course, if Ba Uberotev there's not enough, certainly Ba there's not enough. But why would the Mishnah not mention Uberotev? The case I could understand how it would work out, but you haven't, Tosfos hasn't answered anything. You understand what's bothering me now? I understand Alpidin. If you had a case where the Rotev wasn't enough, of course it's not Mevatalib. Even if you hold the Rotev as Mitzdayv, you need Shish. What?
It's an answer. It's
not, if he doesn't answer the question.
It's an Ukimta. You give an Ukimta.
What's the Ukimta?
Ukimta.
So, but why does the Mishnah. But Adarab, but why does the Mishnah say Ba only still? Let's say that it's a case. I agree with you. It's a case that Bo Barotev isn't enough. So stay Bo Barotev.
Now, if it's Bo referring to the Gid.
No. See, if Bo had been referring to the Yerech, and Ba, one would have been the Kedair, but it's not. Let's assume Ba. But you can't use Im Yesh Bo. That's not the way you form. The way I think the Mishnayos check this, but I think the way the Mishnayos always form it, Im Yesh Ba Beno Sein Tam means in the Heter. It doesn't mean if the Isser has the capacity to give Tam, but it means if there's Tam in the Heter. So in other words, Yesh B, whatever the suffix is always in the Heter part. What is on Kuf Ches? What does it have? Pipas Cholav Shenafal Alachaticha Im Yesh Ba Benos. Well, you just can't tell from that. No, Im Yesh Ba Benos. Well, you still can't tell from that. Is it the Tipa or the Chaticha? What about the other Mishnayos? I don't have my text. Do you have? Yes, probably. I'm not sure. I don't know that that proves anything. No, if you say if X is no same time in Y, I agree with you. And that's the way Rashi is used in language. The question is, for you say Im Yesh B'X bin no same time. What's that?
Rashi's paraphrasing. This is what the Mishnah means. After the string Lashon, that's what it means.
No. I'm telling you, if you say in no same time B'X, I agree with you. When you say Im Yesh Bo bin no same time, I'm not sure anymore of that. But let's assume for the Tosfos has the girsa of Ba. And Tosfos doesn't attempt to change that. You still have that Tosfos about the Kikaros on Daf Lamed, the Tesamid base floating in your head, you know, whether it's masculine or feminine. But I don't think that's what's going on here.
What do you do if you just take out Ba, Bo,
Bahen
out completely?
No, you can't. You don't say Yesh Bino Sein Tam. You always say Yesh Bo Bino Sein Tam.
That's a footnote that says that doesn't also do
I had. Had what? The other Mishnayos later, I think all the Mishnayos are saying, Im Yesh Be, again, put whatever stuff
into
it. Bino, Bop, or Bo, Bahen, Bino, Saint Tom. Okay. So anyway, the most important takeaway from this Tosos, though, is going to be that you now know the machlokas about near the near of a kisa piece of mixas achatichas bedocha rotef, so you're going to file that away, and that will be very familiar to when we get to Daf Kuches. Okay. I didn't look. The Marsha, the place to look would be in the Marsha.
Is he generally a good bearer on Tosos?
Stylistically, there are things that the I find frequently that the questions that I have are not usually most of the questions I have are typically not answered, but it was a different style of learning. Yes. A lot of the questions are not purely really of that style, but okay. No, they don't really address anything. There's one other thing that might have a note. You know, in the Hagosa Shri, he doesn't even, is a similar thing to our Tosis, but he just says that Tosis disagrees on how you read the Mishnah later. He doesn't give an explanation of what you do with the Yeshba. Okay. All right, so let's go on now to the second Tosos. Well done. Can I get another volunteer? Jeremy, you want to? Go ahead. Okay, and did anybody have difficulty with this Tosfos?
The answer is
The answer looks like the question. So it took a while, it took about six times reading through this Tosfos to figure out what the difference between the question and the answer was. What do you assume the question is? I assume people had a similar problem? No? Okay, you thought it was Pashat. Fine.
Well, which might mean that I said it.
No, you might have. Im Tomar. So Shmuel came along and said a chiddush. The Mishnah said Yerush and Nispasha Bagid, and Shmuel says Nispasha in Sli no. So Natos says Pshita Lomatzin the Memor Huad the Nitzla. Okay, so the truth is this may be a machlokas in the Gemara, and one of the answers could be, in fact, that you really don't need to do such heavy malicha on something you're going to cook for a pot, and that the din that malicha, that it's bolea kidei klipa, or asus kidei klipa, is only when you do a really big malicha, yimelchenu yafa yafa, but malicha lekideira doesn't require that level of malicha. But let's just work with Tosa's assumption that in order to cook a piece of meat, you have to be molcho yafa yafa, which means what happens when you moleach, so it means you moleach the yarech. What happened when you were moleach the yarech, as we saw in the beginning of the previous Tosfos? Klipa was nasa. Okay? Now, Shmuel says that this din of the Mishnah is only if it's nisbasha, but if it's nitzla, you call it v'yochel. So of course the Mishnah, of course the din, how could you have interpreted the Mishnah's din, how could you have assumed, is the key part, that the din of the Mishnah might apply to Tzli as well. When you are mevashel the Nyerech in the Mishnah, what did you do first to it? Tzli! You did Malicha, but you did Tzli in effect. So if in fact the din was the same, whether Nispasha or Nitzla, then, in other words, if Nitzla had the same din, then the Mishnah shouldn't have said, Yerech Shenispasha Bagin. Because even before you cook it, as soon as you put it in the pot, before you turn the flame on, it's already... It already should be aser. Why? Because you did malicha, and malicha is dino kitzli. And if malicha is dino kitzli, and if tzli asers the entire thing, just like bishul, why did you need to cook it to aser it? It's a sharp, it's a good question.
So the question goes on to why did he mention Nitbashel in order to Asur?
If Shmuel claims, you need Shmuel to come along and tell you that the din of the Mishnah is only by Bishel. If you're Tzola, the Yarech, then Shmuel says it doesn't Asur. Like, let's say it Asur is only Kidei Klipa. Kol Ethiochel et Shamag Yelagit.
It Asur is like a Klipa, we learned before that when you Maliyah, it
also asr's like a klipa, so when you cook it in a pot you already did melicha. So of course the din does not apply. Of course when you do tzliya you don't asr the entire yerech, because if you did then the Mishnah wouldn't have to say yerech nesbasha bagid, it could just say yerech shehechino lebishel,
because
you already did melicha, which is like tzliya. If tzliya asr's the entire thing. Okay, the question I got that was, I know what the answer is too, but that's the question. It's a very sharp question.
Do we really compare the two?
So there are two weaknesses in the question. The first weakness is that who says that Malicha Lekdera has to be Yimlochenu Yafa Yafa, that's the equivalent of Tzli, number one. Number two is, even if you say Malich Karoteach of Tzli, does that mean it has Mamish the same dinim? Okay, and it's not so Pashit, because there are Rishonim who say, I think the Ramban says, Rav Huna said that what's the din by Tzli, by Gedisha Tzla B'chelba, Rav Huna said that it's Mefapeh in the entire thing, which means that the tzli of chaylev with meat has the same effect as bishul with chaylev with meat. What about malicha? So I think the Ramban says no, malicha would not have that effect, only tzli. So it's possible that even though malich keroteach, maybe not for all dinim, maybe for some dinim, but maybe not for all dinim. So it could be that the malich, you know, asus kadei klipa, which sometimes tzli does, but maybe here you might have thought, okay, maybe you could have get away around that way. But number two, it could be the malicha for malicha in order to cook meat in a pot might not be such a powerful malicha that it would be mavliyah kidei klipa. But Tosus, accepting those two premises of Tosus, so Tosus says, how could you say that tzli would aser the entire thing if, after all, in other words, how could you think that nisbashel v'hu hadin litzli if, after all, you've already done tzli before you do the bishul? Okay. Now, what's the answer of Tosus? Yeah.
We may have answered this earlier in this year, but why exactly do we say Moliach Kirotah?
I mean, that's a din. I mean, it's a din the Gemara has on Tzadi Zayin, Amid Beis, and elsewhere on Shas.
We don't have a spark for why the Gemara says that.
And why is it the assumption of the Metzias, when you salt it, the salt somehow helps spread the flavor?
When we say the word Rotea.
Let me give you just a very Balabatish notion. How do you eat fish if you don't eat sushi? You either cook it, or the other way of eating fish is salt it. Right? You can smoke it also, and that's a question where that falls in the realm of bishul or not, and bishulakim and so on. But salting it is a way of eating fish, right? It's called curing it, that's the term. So that may be why this, and probably it does have the effect, some type of effect of transforming it. So that's why the assumption is Moliach Keroteach.
And when we say Keroteach, why was that just
so you'll see in the Gemara in Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis that the reason we know that's what Hadim Shmuel who said it, I think. May it Shmuel who said, whose memory was it? Shmuel built Samaliach Koteach Kabush Kemavushal. So the fact that he splits them is the raya that Ravina brings. I think it's Ravina who brings it that it can't be Roteach Abishal, must be Roteach of Tzvoi. Okay, but that's.
We're only recognizing two categories.
So far, right. Obviously, the Ramban recognized in some ways the third category, but there was sometimes Maliach is not quite the same as Tzvoi. Okay. So now what is Tosus's answer? V'yesh Lomar. Okay, stop. Just that's the answer. So what is the answer? So what Shmuel is telling us is that the Nisbashel, the Mishnah, should not be understood to be Tzli. So it sounds like that's the question. Why would I have thought that to be possible? We just said. So I'm trying to confuse you, so at least you'll be as confused as I was. What's going on here? Do you understand what's bothering me even? So what's the answer, Jeremy?
That you would have thought that when our mission said Bishul is also including Tzli, Kamash
Malaya. You tripped! That's exactly wrong! That's exactly now. It's not also including Tzli. That's what threw me off. It's not also, if it's also, what do you mean? How would you have thought it's also including Tzli? That was exactly Tosakasha. No! You're missing the point! You're missing the whole point. You would have read that the Mishnah's Bishul is not Bishul. I don't know what the din by Bishul will be. It's dafka tzli. How do you know? Because everybody knows this. The next part of Tosfos is so famous. And I think it's so famous. Anybody who's ever sat with me knows that one of the earliest examples of intra-biblical halachic interpretation is the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which says that how do you resolve the stira between losochlumem yenu na uvashel mevushal b'mayim in Shmos and uvishal tov yachalta in Re'eh? The answer is vayivashlu es ha-pesach bo'esh. So you would have read that the Mishnah, not that the din of tzli should be included. No, you would have read that the word bishul meant tzli. I don't know what the din by bishul would be, but the way and if the Mishnah is talking about yerech shenis bashel bagid, means shenitz the bagid. So what about Tosfos kash of the malicha? Why is the tzli necessary? Didn't you do malicha already? Same kasha.
No, but
I mean, what's the answer, Jonathan? You don't need to do malicha if it's tzli. So you could have read the Mishnah. In the first place, it's not that... No, that Shmuel's not telling you that the din applies by Bishul, not by Tzli. He's telling you, read the Mishnah, Dafka to be Bishul. Dafka to be Bishul, because you could have read... In other words, the Mishnah, Shmuel's telling you, read the Mishnah as Maliach plus Bishul. It's almost that you could almost, in effect, you could take Tosin's question and say that Shmuel's Diuk... Oh boy. Shmuel's Diuk from Mishnah... How did Shmuel know... How did Shmuel know that Tzli didn't have the same din as Bishul? The answer is because he held that Moliach Kiroteach of Tzli, and since the Mishnah says you have to cook it to Aser it, therefore, obviously, Malicha is not enough to Aser it, which shows you that Tzli doesn't Aser like Bishul, because Moliach is like Tzli. You have to now figure, in other words, it's Kemat, if one wanted to go out on a limb, I'm not ready to say that yet, the Makar for Shmuel's din almost could have been the Mishnah. Read sort of in the opposite vein of Tosos. The Mishnah says Yerushan is Bashel Bagin, asters the entire thing. It implies that until you do the Bishul, even though you've prepared it for the Bishul, you've done the Malicha, it doesn't aster the entire thing. Which tells you that Tzli, which is the same din as Malicha, doesn't aster the entire thing. And the assumption right now is Tzli is not the same din, the same physical properties of Malicha. It's not Ma'ari the time completely, it only does a little bit. That could have been the Makar for Shmuel's din. Alec.
Yeah, I think the way that I read it, it's almost more like Tzias HaShabbos. Like when it's talking about, is it talking about Hotsa as in going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or any type of Shirei Rosh Hashanah? So here, like the first, it seems that the beginning of Tosfos, the Bishul that you might interpret Bishul to mean any type of food preparation, and that's why we need Shmuel to say no, Dafka Bishul Bukadera with the rotave and everything else, and the Tosfos bring the
no. No, I think, see again, here.
It's a miut, but it's the same lashon, that's what
Tosfos starts out with the Hava Mina, is that Shmuel's saying that the Mishnah says Bishul, Bishul means Bishul, and Shmuel's telling you that, by the way, don't think Tzli has the same din of Bishul. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. The Tosfos says that's not a Chiddush, because the Mishnah says Bishul, and Bishul means Bishul, then Tzli has already been done before the Bishul, by means of Malicha. Now, what Tosa's answer is that Shmuel's coming to tell you not that Tzli doesn't have the same din of Bishul, but that don't read the term Bishul in the Mishnah as Tzli. You might have read it that way and made that mistake, and that you just did Tzliya and the entire thing is Aser. Don't read it that way. Read the Mishnah that Bishul really means Bishul.
You pointed that out. It's not that the process of sleep could be potentially like Bishul, because we know that Maliach is like sleep. But he's saying
and you've done Maliach, yeah.
Done Maliach prior to that, and it couldn't have been something that's Aser because then.
Right. So what is Shmuel telling us? We knew that already.
Not to confuse the two, not to think in Bishul in the general terms, so as to include sleep.
And Tadafka means Sli. Tadafka means Sli, and you would have then read that Yerech Shenitzla Bagid, okay, or Yerech Shemolcho, Begido, would be the same din, would Aser Kulo, and maybe a Kavachomer to a straight out Bishul. So that's how Tosfos' answer is different from the premise of his question. It's what is the Chiddush of Shmuel? The Chiddush of Shmuel is not to tell you that Sli doesn't have the same din by a Gid as one doesn't have the same effect by Gid as Bishul, because that you already know from the fact that you've done Malicha before you did Bishul. Rather, what he's telling you is don't read the Mishnah as Bishul as meaning Tzli. Because you might have misread it that way, because as you all know, Vayivashlosa Pesach Ba'esh, which means Tzli. That's what his that's his answer. Okay, so again, two of the premises of the question could have been disputed, whether or not Malicha, and whether or not Tzli always has the identical din of Malicha, or maybe sometimes Malicha is a little less. And number two, whether or not Malicha Lekedera really has to be Achim Lechenu Yafa Yafa. But once you accept that premise, so then the Mishnah already assumes you did a Tzli, which you did a Malicha, which is the equivalent of Tzli, and therefore Tzli obviously can't Aser, is not going to Aser Hulo, because otherwise you would not have needed to actually go through with the cooking of the Yerech. Okay. Fine. Yeah, you can finish up. Okay. Okay, so that's not our issue in Abu, but he's just bringing another example in a situation where Bishul in Mishnei Akibu, where Bishul might refer to actually something that have to be Tzli. Not our issue right now, but bottom line is that what Tosus claims Shmuel's Chiddush is not that Tzli wouldn't be Kedei Klipa, would only be Kedei Klipa. His Chiddush is that you should not misread the Mishnah as Bishul is the equivalent of Tzli. Yehuda?
Where does Shmuel say that the Maliyah Achari Kuvah?
That's on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis.
He doesn't say it's sleep.
But it says Kav. That was Chaim's question. He says Kavush Kimavushal. And if Kavush is Kimavushal, then what is Maliyah Kuvotea? So if you're a poet, you'll just say that it's the same thing, but he wanted to use different language because it sounds better. That's right. Right, except for that Kavush and Maliach aren't the same thing, but still, you're right. In other words, it sounds, you know.
Did anyone say that Kavush requires salt water?
What's that?
Did anyone say that Kavush requires salt water? Real brine?
No, I think we assume that Kavush. No, we assume any liquid 24 hours. Liquids that are sharper, salt water, vinegar can be sooner. Now, that's the issue they'll tell you by soaking your maror before Pesach. But I think we mentioned last week. It sounds like Maliach is dry salt. And Mavusha and Kavush is in some type of liquid. I mean, which does make sense, because you'd imagine a liquid is going to, I think. I mean, imagine if you take cucumbers and you stick them in salt, dry salt, they're not going to pickle as fast as if you put them in brine. But I don't know. I've never tried it.
It's like dry ash. You're telling the salt will absorb all the moisture.
I guess it could be. Okay. Would the pickle be salty then?
Probably be hard as rough.
Okay. Anyway, the question is also how long you leave it. It's clear that you would, from the Gemara and Shabbos, it's clear that they would salt vegetables, you know, and it's sugi of ibur ochlin. In straight salt. In straight salt. Yeah.
Does honey also have these types of...
Does what?
Isn't there a Gemara about, you think, aran and honey and...
Preserves it? They don't talk... I don't...
That preserves it, and that would feel like destroying it.
Oh, yeah, like disintegrate it. I don't remember what they say about what the din of honey is in this regard. Okay, fine. So now, let me quickly, I'm going to read this the next Tosfos. Now, I ask you to sort of just, you know, gloss through it quickly, and if you get through it, great. If not here, just as an introduction to the various kinds of shirim. What's that? Oh. All right, I'll give 10 minutes now. You're there later this afternoon. By the way, there's still going to be, just based on ordering extra food. So, if anybody has changed their mind and would like to, who said they weren't coming, would like to come, so you're most welcome to come. Okay, Jason, how do we shut this?
You don't need to record the second time. Okay. Tonight, I'd like tomorrow to try to get finished with the post if we can.